a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Well, well, well. It's been a big year and we've done some work over the journey and it was time to, you know, get that back from the company, you know, in the form of alcohol and fun, drinking responsibly, of course. And that is the work Christmas party. Happens every year, if you're lucky. And this year we were. And Tom, it was a fabulous time, wasn't it? We had a dress-up kind of theme going on. We had a scavenger hunt.
What did you dress up as?
So we had to run around in teams of five or six, split up between the whole office, and we did a scavenger hunt from 1:30 till 4.
Lots of different activities. You get a certain amount of points for doing sort of all different stuff.
Oh, yeah, nice. Yeah. And then we went to the Eureka, the back there, the room. It was great, right? And there was food and drinks, and we had a great time. But all our eyes were on the door, weren't they, Tom?
Yeah.
Because someone promised that they would pop in.
There was no promises.
Someone promised they would pop in and you know, everyone was asking. And you know what? We were going to go live on the Instagram page, but then we thought it's probably best we don't.
Probably best you don't, considering the video you sent me.
Well,
if it had been that type of video on Instagram.
It was a bit scathing.
You would have got cancelled.
Well, just because, I mean, oh, that wasn't us. I hope you understand. That was Alyssa.
Alyssa, the most wonderfully nice person in this entire building.
But when you burn her, she's quite scathing.
Corrupted by you two.
Did you?
Vicious, vile.
Did you attend? The RSVP said yes.
The RSVP said maybe.
Oh, funny that. So it was catered. There was food there waiting for you. I made a plate. I thought, no.
You did not make
Cameron
a plate for me.
Cameron would love this burger. Did you come and enjoy it?
No,
I did. She was grabbing food as it was going past, just in case you came late and then you would have something to eat.
You were not.
Yes, I did, because I'm that type of friend.
Stashed away in a corner.
Didn't I?
I tried to eat some of it and I got in big trouble.
No, I was unable to make it.
Why?
In the end.
Why?
Team player, Cameron Ling.
Yeah.
Was it, Lingy? Was it? So after the show on Thursday, when Log was out of the studio and just as you were about to leave at 3 minutes past nine, you did say, hey, have a good one tomorrow. Here's six reasons why I might not be there. Was it one of the six?
Yeah, sure.
Oh, my kids are going to be tucked into bed. Oh, mate, you don't have to be an A-plus dad all the time. Sometimes you can be a dad to your work friends and rock up.
Did Log cut loose? I was promised that it was one time that Log was going to actually defloor everything.
Okay, well, I did a little bit. And do you know what?
Did you dance?
You missed out on a lot of things. Do you know what else you missed out on?
What?
We had to do a scavenger hunt around town.
Yeah.
And some of us had to get piercings and some of us had to get tattoos. Tom got a new tattoo.
Yeah.
I did, yeah. Look, I've got a jalapeno on my arm.
So that was really cool, right? Some of us had to busk for cash. Some of us had to sing a piano bar. Some of us had to go to Valhalla, right? In Union Street there, the amazing little brewery there.
Yeah.
And we had to choose a beer. And it was their golden ale and it's a delicious summer ale of theirs, right? And before we all ran off, this guy Tom's like, taste buds for hire, taste buds for hire, guys, I can do that. I was the last person in this bar. I chose the golden ale. There were four beers there that you had to choose from. I chose it. And a little birdie told me that Tom Lewis could not choose the golden ale out of a lineup.
Really? She out-taste tested you.
She doesn't get it. The more you get wrong, the more beer you get to drink. You get to keep, oh, I'll have to have another go at that.
I am stupid.
I was there for a good 45 minutes just really trying to work out which one was the golden hour. So you didn't come. You disappointed us and you may not get an invite. You will get an invite next year and you'll burn us again, won't you? You break our hearts.
No, I'm sorry for breaking your hearts. Well, now I feel really bad.
No, you should. And next time you will come and we'll just let you have a chat in the corner, some people for 45 minutes and not save you. Have fun.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Weddings. It's hard, you know. I mean, and this is someone that hasn't even attempted to organise one yet, even though I'm quite happily engaged. Love you, Jimmy Japes. But if you were going to can your RSVP the week of, I'm sorry, you've got to pay your way. This is what happened online.
Yeah, that's right. So she's sent people sort of all a flutter because essentially she's had 10 people pull out with a week to go. before the wedding. These are people who previously RSVP'd in July. They've had saved the date for 18 months. They've had the actual invitation since January, and numbers have been sort of locked in inverted commas.
Well, they do. With, they lock
with
them
the
in
venue,
the week before.
Yeah, once it's locked in, then you're paying it no matter what.
Yeah, that's it.
Doesn't matter who turns up. I know in our parliamentary discussions right here, I want to be on record as saying I fully support the jerk tax. If you're going to be a complete jerk in the last week and cancel on someone after they've already confirmed their numbers with the venue, bad luck. You're going
to
get hit up.
You need to pay your way.
But you're also saying it's essentially on a case-by-case situation where if they're crook or something, then that's okay. No. But
you're still going to give them a wedding present, aren't you? Be realistic.
Perhaps, yeah. But no, if you're crook, if something awful happens, whatever it might be, you're not being a jerk there. That's unfortunate, but that's life. Mm. Then you don't have to front up. But if you just pull the pin because, it's a bit too expensive to travel interstate, you've had 18 months to sort this out. You had an opportunity to RSVP lots of times, not in the week leading up to the wedding.
So she reckons she's burning $2,000 just by not having these people show up. She can't fill the seats with other people. Are we in that era? If a restaurant can do it, charge you a no-show fee, can we do it for weddings as well? Lockie and Lara, morning, mate.
G'day, how you going?
Yeah, good. What do you reckon?
I don't really have an opinion, but I think if Liam wants people to pay a jerk tax, he should be paying one for not showing up to the Christmas party.
Yes! You have been on hold for like 7.5 minutes to roll gear, and I love it, Lockie. Brilliant! Brilliant!
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Christmas party Friday. You wouldn't know this, Lingy, but we had a scavenger hunt that was the prequel to the drinks and dinner.
It was, and you may have seen us running around town and sort of accosting people in a nice way and asking them to do weird things like, hey, would you marry me? And can you do the downward dog with me? And random stuff like that.
Okay, sure.
Yeah.
I proposed to a wonderful woman out the front of the yacht club.
Yeah.
And we had a great time.
I proposed to someone as well. Mm. Look at us.
But so the challenges were many and varied. One of the challenges was to get a piercing.
Yeah, so you got, I think it was 5 points for an ear piercing and 10 points for somewhere else on your body. Mm. But you needed photographic evidence as well.
And I was thinking about getting my nipple pierced, but then I chickened out because I knew I'd be sore for the rest of the night. And
yeah.
It's a big nipple.
And you've got to be able to do, your pec deck workout at the gym without aggravating anything.
Well, that's it. I didn't want to bleed through my shirt. Mm. But on 52232955, someone has called through. Her name is Kendra from our promo office. Good morning, Kendra.
Good morning, guys.
You and I both did something on Friday as part of the scavenger hunt to earn a full 10 points for our team. It was you, myself, and Bowden who did it. What did we do?
We got tattoos.
Yes. You didn't, Kendra. Was this Tom's influence?
Forever on our bodies.
Yeah.
So it was the team at Evolved Inc. on Little Mallop there. They hosted us. But what we did as teams was, because we were the end game was to get to Eureka, also on Little Mallop. So we all strategized, I think, the same. And it was like, go around town, do the other things, and finish on Little Mallop.
Mm.
So there was a bit of a rush on at Evolved Inc. towards the end of our time, wasn't there, Ken?
Yeah, there was. There absolutely was. I felt like I probably did it a bit smart. I went there second or third to ask them to sort of set up so I could come back.
Clever.
So I had a bit of time. I was just aware of it, which was good in the end.
Well,
but yes.
You're such a great team player. You were doing it for your team, but also there was another guy by the name of Adam. He's our digital creator here, and he was in my team.
Mm.
And you are like, we're good friends, we're going to set something up. What happened?
Well, originally when we were going through when we were back at the station going through some of the scavenger hunt items just before everyone started strategizing, there's a few of us around the office that like to call ourselves the Rat Pack. Tim and Jess are in that as well. And yes, Ads. And he goes to me, let's get a rat. Let's do it. Let's get a rat.
Yeah. A rat tat.
Like, hey?
A rat tat.
A rat tat, exactly right. And to make it worse, we were thinking the rat emoji.
Oh, yes. So a little cartoon rat.
Like, yes, anyway, I just thought that was hilarious. I was like, absolutely. So, yeah, I've gone over and said, this is what I want, mm-hmm. all that sort of stuff. All good. So as I'm, waiting in the parlour, I'm like, all right, time's sort of ticking here. Oh, God, I don't know where he is. That's all right. Like, we've still got plenty of time. So I get in the chair and, I'm sort of listening to what everyone else is getting, and they're getting, like, some nice things, things that mean something to them.
Yeah, I got a jalapeno because I love my chilies, and I've got a red chili on one arm, so now I've got a jalapeno on the other arm. And Bowden,
adorable,
because he's a 22-year-old DJ, got headphones on his ankle.
Yeah, but DJ Bowden. Kendra, you were hoping to get something like Mum with a love heart or something, but you decided, I'm going to get the rat.
Yep, I was dedicated. I was like, this rat, this is happening. How funny is this? What a story. Mm. Anyway, so I'm in the chair, and yes, Bo is across from me. I'm watching him getting his adorable fine line headphones. And I'm just laughing. I'm like, look at this. Oh, what a story. I can't wait to show my friends this little rat I've got on.
Yeah.
And then I'm texting Adam. I'm like, all right, you've got like half an hour. It took me a while to get this setup done. I think they're kind of doing the last people. Where are you? He's on the other side of Geelong.
So I booked in, and I was the last one to get a tattoo. Yeah. So I had taken the last time, and then even then they were like, oh, it's going to be another 15 minutes. So I went off and did another challenge. And as I was coming back with my team to Evolved Inc. there on Little Mallop, Adam's walking out, and he just yells at me across the road, you got the last appointment.
Yeah.
And I was like, yeah, sucked in, not knowing what the context.
Yeah.
And then found out later. So did he end up getting the rat tat?
No. I have the emoji rat on me now by myself.
So you're a rat that's packless, really.
Pretty much. I mean, I've been calling myself King Rat.
It's not your only tattoo. I mean, that has to ease the pain a little bit. But I think, I think that injustice cannot stand.
No, I don't think it can.
So I think you've been stitched up.
Are you going to make ads get one?
Yeah, I think so. I think we need to work out a way for Adam to get in here in the studio and get a rat tattooed right in the middle of his eyes, right between his eyes. Sound good, Kendra?
Oh, please.
Hey, if you want, we'll act like someone else is doing it, but you just get on the gun and just give it a little, give it a little go.
All right, watch this space, mate, and we'll see you in the office and we'll sort it out. I reckon we're going to get this tattoo done in the studio.
Tom, Lingy and Lockie. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime and listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.